What's the relationship between a salad on a New York City restaurant table and the ongoing drought here in the Southwest? A new first-of-its-kind effort will help explain. The Fusion Project will map the country's food, energy, and water systems and detail how they connect with each other. It's being funded by a $3 million grant from the National Science Foundation. Ben Ruddle, an associate professor in School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems at Northern Arizona University, is leading the project. And Ben, what exactly are you going to be doing on this?
Yeah, what we're doing is synthesizing and fusing a large number of data sets, both public and private, to create a comprehensive picture of the food, energy, and water systems in the United States. And that includes all of the connections of every community, every part of the economy, every business in the country, to other places in the country. Those are called teleconnections. And when you have teleconnections, that creates vulnerability, it creates opportunity. It means that everything we do is connected to something that's happening somewhere else. So we are mapping that network for the first time.
What's the importance of having people sort of understand how all those different things relate to each other?
I think that we live in an increasingly connected world. And because we're individuals, we have a limited perspective. What we're going to do with this information is to create visualizations that let people see and understand and visualize how they are connected to the rest of the world. This does a number of things for us. First, it's going to allow us to show people their footprints, their water use, energy use, use of land, impacts on pollution and greenhouse gases. And we can show people now where and how those impacts are happening, even if they're not in your own backyard. For example, it's very common for people around the United States to eat food that was grown in Southern Arizona or Central California. We're going to have maps of that now, so it's going to help people in New York City, for example, to understand and appreciate the water footprint and the dependency that's created in Southern Arizona and California.
How much do we know about these connections right now? I mean, are we trying to do research on that and then sort of produce the visualizations, or is this just a matter of informing people about what we already know, putting it into a medium that people can really understand?
We actually know quite a bit about this system already, but it's only accessible to experts, and even experts in one field don't know what's going on in the others. So that's the problem. Our project is called Fusion for a reason. These data sets are currently not accessible in a unified way. So even though we can currently get a good understanding of any one part of the system, for example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture knows very well where our corn supply is grown and who uses it. The Department of Transportation knows very well what our train system and road system looks like and how it's used. And the Department of Energy has a good idea of where our power plants are and what the power grid looks like. But nobody has taken these data sets and lined them up in a way that gives us a systemic understanding of the complete food and energy and water system.
How quickly, reasonably, can we expect people to change their behaviors? For example, when, you know, maybe people in New York recognize what kind of water impact they're having by eating food grown in California, like how quickly can people change?
I think it's really slow. I think it's a generational process. We're playing a long game here. So when you're talking about providing education and public information, it can work its way into law. It can work its way into business practices. It can work its way into the way cities grow their economies and plan their economies in coming decades. And it can actually work to raise awareness and change public sentiment. But I don't think it happens quickly. You need to have a very patient and sustained approach to this type of thing. And one of the challenging things about this food, energy, water system is that it is an accumulation of many billions of decisions that people have made over the past 100 years in this country. We can, however, affect change by changing our connections and restructuring those. The flip side is that there can be some relatively quick change that happens if we can show large companies and our big sectors of the economy ways to improve their connections. So it's possible that in the private sector, we may see some quicker changes and some bigger improvements in the system's resilience to drought or to natural disasters as we start to produce this information. That's what I would anticipate, is that large companies will be the first to use this for good.
Ben Ruddle is an associate professor in NAU's School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems. We were talking about the Fusion Project, which he is leading there. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.